Birds of a feather flock together. You know, I don't really like that phrase. I know it's meant to be figurative, but if you didn't know better, upon hearing it, you'd think that a bird was equipped with just one kind of feather.
I guess I've never thought too much about it. I mean, I can see that the feathers on a bird's head and belly are much shorter than those on its back and tail. But my hunch is that there's more to the differences between these feathers than size.
Your hunch is right. There are a number of different kinds of feathers and with different functions. The feathers that are most important in distinguishing one kind of bird from another are contour feathers. These are the body feathers, and together with the flight feathers of the wings and tail, they're what give a bird its shape and coloring.
Are there certain types of feathers that some birds have that others do not?
There are. One good example are feathers called powder downs. Though these insulating feathers are thinly scattered throughout the plumage of many birds, they are much more abundant and distinct in birds of the Ardeidae family, which includes herons and egrets. On these birds, powder downs appear in dense patches on the breast and belly.
And these feathers are powdery somehow?
I was getting there. They're called powder downs because the tips of the feathers disintegrate into a fine powder, which seems to help waterproof these birds, as well as help them preen, keeping themselves clean of slime and oil from a fishy meal.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Jim Hangeveld in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address is amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.